All right, we'll go ahead and call this Monday, September 17th, meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners together. If everyone please stand for the pledge with me, and then Commissioner Tishner will say the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Y'all join me in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for all the many blessings that you give us each and every day. We ask now that you just be with us as we make the decisions here, that they be wise and for the best use of the county, Lord. And we'll just continue to praise you and glorify you. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, or changes to the public agenda?
No, sir.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Any questions, additions, deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Meetings are approved. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. We have a light agenda. First up is a couple of appointments to the Garrett County Local Management Board as well as Garrett County Commission for Women. Mr. Knoll, what do you got for us there?
Yes, sir. So our first one is from the recommendation of the Garrett County Local Management Board to appoint Caitlin Fike as a member of the board. Caitlin is the coordinator of workforce development at Garrett College. This is for a three-year term that would expire in September 2021.
And she's willing to serve?
And she's willing to serve.
Okay, we want to take the Commissioner of Women as well at the same time?
Yes. So the Commissioner of Women, they are requesting the reappointment of Linda Carr and Sherry Friendlock for another three-year term. For the Commissioner of Women, they can only serve two consecutive terms, so they'd like to reappoint them. And then they have an appointment for Rachel
Birch.
Brooke.
Brooke.
Brooke. Brooke.
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel is a native of Garrett County, and she's a real estate agent. So they'd like to appoint her for a three-year term that would also expire in September 2021.
And she's willing to serve.
And she's willing to serve.
All right. Yes. Do we want to do the Garrett Regional Medical Center?
Yes, too. We'll go ahead and do those. So there's two openings in the Garrett Regional Medical Center. These are commissioner appointees. One is for Commissioner Highball and one is for Chairman Edwards. We would like to make a recommendation to the hospital board.
Jim, you wanted to nominate or appoint Karen Myers.
I'll appoint Karen, yes.
Okay.
And I'll appoint Kevin Liller.
Okay. So I will notify the board of those two, the Garrett Board of Governors, those two recommendations. Okay. And then I need a motion for the appointments to the Local Management Board and the Commissioner.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Knoll on any of these appointments? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve Caitlin Fike to the Local Management Board, reappointment of Linda Carr and Sherry Friendlock to the Commission for Women, and the appointment of Rachel Brooke for the Commission of Women.
So moved.
All right, motion. We have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, next up is...
Can we do the hospital thing, or we don't have to do that?
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Since an appointment, yeah.
Right, sorry.
Garrett County Purchasing Department for the Hoy's Run Electrical Distribution Site. Mr. Knoll, what do you got?
Yes, so this is to provide electrical service to the new North Camp Ridge Pumping Station. This actual station will eliminate three proposed stations that we had on the mountain, so we'll save some money and costs there. We had agreed in the early stages that as NLP was building up there, that we would provide electric. This was all part of the Hoy's Run project, but because of the delay in the permit process for Hoy's Run. We pulled this out of the Hoy's Run project and are going to do that separately. So we had four bids, Byco Enterprises, Carl Belt Incorporated. Let me back up. Weitzel for $206,298.20. Carl Belt Incorporated for $312,020. Weitzel Excavating, $316,228. And Weitzel Corporation, $439,364.60. So after reviewing the bids, the purchasing department is recommending that we award a bid to the apparent low bidder, which is Byco Enterprises, in the amount of $226,298.20.
Okay, so Byco Enterprises was the $226,298.20, and that's the recommended award. Any questions on that? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the recommended bid number 18-0823H, Hoy's Run Electrical Distribution Site to Byco Enterprises for the amount of $226,298.20.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question of motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That's all I have.
All right. Anybody got anything else?
The model of efficiency.
You just roll right through.
I don't know if any of the audience.
Any questions from the audience? It
took me longer to get here.
Yeah.
How do you spell Rachel? Rachel's last name.
Brooke.
Yes.
B-R-U-C-H.
Yeah.
B-R-U-C-H. Thank
good,
you.
Good Grantsville girl.
Okay.
Did you get the other two names?
Yes.
Did you have your question answered about the other thing? Okay. Anything else from the peanut gallery? All right. Hearing no questions or comments, I want to remind everyone the Grantsville Town Meeting is at 6 o'clock here. And if there's nothing else, we have a motion to adjourn.
Well, we should thank Mark for being here.
Always thank Mark for showing up.
On our way to Frederick, just in case.
On your way to Frederick via Grantsville from Cumberland?
I turn right when I should turn left.
Yeah.
Move to adjourn.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.